I say you should wait for me.
Stupid blind woman.
Did you hear what I... Yes, no. The stupid blind...
Is that woman? Is not her.
Stupid blind woman.
But yes, you heard what I said. But you see, I was talking to a man. The man...
Is that your business partner?
Yes.
Yes.
A man. Your business partner.
Are you not a man?
Okay. Yes, I'm a man.
He's a woman.
I just wore gown.
Are you? Okay, let me clear you. You are putting on a black top with an ash color trouser.
What? How many is this?
That's your five fingers.
I thought you said she's blind.
News flash. I've been hearing all your conversations, seeing everything that has been happening here. So this is what you are.
Hey.
This is what you are up to. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel. I was there. And then I had an instant divine healing. All of a sudden, I regained my sight. I wanted to shout. That was the first attention that distracted you from your so-called business partner.
Hey.
A madman healed me unbelievably. So what you are up to with your business partner is to sell all my property and then take my life and then flew out with my money. Emmanuel, did I do anything wrong by marrying you? I gave your life a meaning. This is the agreement between you and my father. You came into the picture because of my money, right? I heard all the conversation you were having with her. So this is what you are up to. You married me because of my money.
Listen, it's not actually because of your money. But I don't know. At some point, I was getting tired of taking care of a blind woman. Then I had to come up with a plan. It's not like I was there just for the money. But I was getting tired of taking care of
you. And the plan you came up with is to take my life. You came up with that devilish plan to take my life. Me that gave your life a meaning. What did I not do for you?
Okay,
I picked you from the gutters. I washed you.
I am sorry you heard everything, but...
Why are you this wicked? Why are you wicked? You're already here with your mistress to work out with your evil plans, right? You guys are on the conversation of taking my life. I had everything you told
me. She brought the idea. It's not me.
She brought the idea.
Emmanuel, yes. It was your idea.
Wait, will you shut up? Eh? Well, you know the person that started all this. If you allow me, be.
You know what? My father will hear of this. And
no.
See, you won't go scot-free with this. I am coming back for you. I heard you say that you've started selling some of my property. Let me go back and check my documents. And if you have tampered with any of them, see you see jail. Bet me on that. And for you, I don't have anything to do with you yet.
Baby, come now. Don't. Please, we can.
Do not.
Are you begging her?
The only luck you will have is if I go to that house and you've not tampered with my property. But if I get there and my property is already tampered with, my documents,
you are gone. Babe, you know I still love you. You know how much I love you for the love. Please. Listen. Remember, you started all this. If I talk to my wife and she refuses to forgive me, you have me to contend with. Just wait, let me.
See, you're not going
to. Get out of here. I don't want to see you. I don't even want to see you. You should be going.
Sorry. How were you able to do that? You made me regain my sight.
I have the power of healing people when I was still small. It is a power that God gave me from, an inheritance from God. So I do heal people who are sick and people that are in danger. So that is my work in this world.
Okay. But how do you do all this and you look so tattered like a mad person? How do you do it? Why are you looking so tattered?
I'm poor. I don't have anyone to help me. But that's not the problem.
Okay, I must commend you on what you did. I appreciate what you did. Because if not for you, I wouldn't have known that the person I called my own husband, that I thought loved me so much, I never had my back. For this singular thing you did for me, I am going to reciprocate the love. And yes, I'm going to change your life. Where do you stay?
You mean you want to change my life?
I'll help you. You can't have this kind of power and then you look so tattered. Yes, I believe everything works for a reason. How do we come in contact again? Like, you, are you with the phone? Let me give you my number. No, I'm not with my phone either. You know what? You know Kings and Meat Avenue, right?
Yes.
That very white building, that mansion there, that is my house. In as much as condition turned me this way, it's always fine. Can you come over there this evening so we have more conversation? I really need to help you. I want to pay you back for what you did for me. I must appreciate you. There's no reason. I've gone to so many hospitals, but all to no avail. You understand? Thank you so much. Please don't say no to this.
You are welcome. I don't have phone. I wanted to give you my number, but I don't have phone.
Exactly.
But that is not case.
That is, my house is not far from here. Kings and Meat Avenue. Everybody is very popular.
Okay.
Can you come there this evening?
Okay,
I will be at home to wait for you.
Let me see if I can make a chance to come.
Please not make a chance. Please, I want you to come. I don't want to miss you. I want to see you there in the evening. Please, to appreciate you. It's
all right.
Not easy. I've gone to so many hospitals, but nobody was able to heal me. Please, don't disappoint me.
All right, I will come.
Once again, thank you so much.
All right, go in peace, okay?